Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to the Buzz Insurance. For quicker, easier car insurance quotes, thebuzzinsurance.com.au.
Yes, and the man of the moment is Roger Montgomery. Joins me here every Tuesday night on the program, talking the stock market. You want to jump online? Because we've got a bit of time tonight, actually, to have a chat with Roger, which is good, because we often cut him off a bit short, and it's a lot of people complain, to be honest.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, Ross.
Yeah, that's right. He joins me now, here now. Hello, Roger mate. Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Last week was handed down. Did it make any difference to your portfolio?
No. The one thing that did highlight, there was a change to FBT and the way that car travel is treated.
Yeah,
and I think
right.
That's a positive for a little company
called... We talked about that. We're going to do a bit more work on that as well, Roger, because somebody told me that they believe that, in fact, people who go through the new thing are going to be significantly worse off. So we're going to try and work out exactly how the maths of that works
okay.
In the next little while. I'll tell you what, one thing that is really interesting to note is that there are so many new floats coming out in the market. Have
yes,
you noticed this?
There are, I have, actually.
And we had somebody who rang up the other day or sent an email and said, can you please talk about the new floats?
I'm more than happy to.
That's good. How do you assess the new floats,
Well,
Roger?
The first thing you notice is that when there's a lot of them, there's a phrase, feed the ducks while they're quacking. And so companies list when they know they're going to
Hang on, what was that again?
Feed the ducks while they're quacking. So you've got all these companies listing, trying to raise money. Now,
the other one that says, buy the sizzle, sell the sausage?
Buy the sizzle, sell the sausage. No, isn't it sell the sizzle, buy the sausage?
Yeah, maybe it's sausage.
Right, very good. So this is business advice with Ross Greenwood. The first thing you notice is that when there's a huge number of floats in proportion to the past, then that usually tells you that you're at some sort of a peak in the market potentially.
All right. Can I give people a little hint here? I've got a very good site, which is actually investsmart.com.au up in front of me here. And I'll go through a few of them for you. I don't expect people to know them, but this is a bit of a smattering of what's out there at the moment. Altius Mining. Right, is going to be expected to be listed on the 2nd of June. You then go down to Conto Resources, the 24th of May. The 20th of May, Dempsey Minerals. The 26th of May, Xterra Resources. There's going to be the 18th of May, Kimberley Rare Earths. Lithex Resources, an update there, the 17th of May. Something's happened there as well. That's going to be looking for... exploration 10. It looks like it might be actually oil and gas. MRG Metals, 26th of May. Then go down to Sunseeker Minerals, the 27th of May. Exalt Resources, 18th of May. Potash West was supposed to be the 13th of May. Yellow Brick Road Holdings, which of course is going to be
Channel 9.
Yeah. That's supposed to be the 3rd of June. Commissioners Gold, 10th of June. One on the House, 3rd of June. Sounds like a race call.
On the House is a competitor to realestate.com.au. Yep.
Royal Wolf Holdings, 7th of June. Silverstone Resources, 24th of June. 888 Resources. That'll be looking for a bit of Asian money, I would imagine.
Yes.
15th of June. Ordalia Resources, 10th of June. Aurelia Resources, 21st of June. Silver City Minerals, 14th of June. And there's a whole bunch more. There'd be half dozen.
Have a listen to that list. Mostly resource companies. Royal Wolf sells containers. On the House is a internet help you find a house and buy a house on the internet type operation. Most of them, though, are resource companies. So the first thing that you'll notice is that when commodity prices are up, when there's lots of money looking for a home in commodities because most people believe that's the story of the future, then you're going to find lots of companies raising money. But I ask you this question, Ross. How many of those companies do you reckon will be around in 10 years' time? I reckon a very small proportion of those that list. And it's important that investors think about 5 years out and 10 years out. Not all of these companies that are exploring for gold are going to find any gold. Not all of them looking for oil and gas are going to find any oil and gas. And many of these companies listing right now are the sorts of businesses that raise money in the hope of finding something.
Correct. You and I have been around for a long time, Roger.
Sure.
Now, I don't think I've seen a list of floats in a very short period of time like that, except at the very peak of most booms. Now, sure, we've had a pretty prosperous period in the last, say, 6 months, but it's actually fallen off the cliff in the last 4 weeks or so. I would sit there and say that that, to me, seems a very, very ambitious set of fundraisings to be able to put onto the stock market, because every one of them is going to be wanting millions upon millions of dollars from investors, and they also want the confidence of investors.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Look, some of those are going to be very small. So in combination, it's probably less than Telstra floating. You know, it's not going to be a huge amount of money.
But the second thing is, let's be honest, the people who are the vendors, the people selling that, they're selling it onto the market because they've got a bit of dirt or got a bit of technology, whatever it might be. But they're also trying to basically cash in what they've actually themselves acquired some time ago at a cheaper price.
Well, you think about it this way, and everyone listening will understand this. If you're trying to sell your an old bike or something, you're trying to get the highest price for it, and you'll sell it when you think you can get the highest price for it. I think on eBay, someone told me Thursday or Tuesday is the best night to sell your thing because you get a higher price, more people are actually online or something like that. So you try and get the highest price. It's the same with companies floating. They float when they believe they can raise the money, or if they've got a business, they can get the highest price. Don't believe that the vendors are being altruistic and offering you this wonderful opportunity because they don't want you to miss out. You know, they're selling it now because they think they can get the money in the case of resources.
Which is exactly like real estate, of course, when people are saying you've got to buy this house, otherwise you'll miss out. Right? That's the time that you generally...
Property market soften now, and so there's less auctions.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, that's the time you generally take a big step back when everybody's having to throw money to actually get themselves set into the property market. You generally take a big step backwards and stay out of it for a while.
Sure.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take your calls, 131-873. Few coming through now. So give us a call on that number if you want to talk to Roger and I. Any stocks you've got in the back of your mind? Otherwise, any ideas you've got about the stock market? Is it too high, too low? Do you want to buy some energy at the moment?
I'd love to hear people's thoughts.
Give us a call, 131-873. We're going to take a break right here on Money News.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB. Thanks to Commander. Connecting businesses with voice, data, systems and support.
Yes, welcome back to Money News with Roger Montgomery, of course. Talking the stock market, and first up, Mario, who's in Melbourne. G'day, Mario.
Good evening, guys. I just wanted your feedback on HTA, Hutchison Telecommunications, the stock that Three and Vodafone are in. Obviously, with the bad publicity that Three and Vodafone have been getting at the moment, and it's on a, I think at the moment it's at a 52-week low. Just wanting to know your thoughts on that.
Okay, a couple of quick things. First, just because it's on a 52-week low doesn't mean it won't make a new 52-week low, but you already know that.
Yeah.
And the other important thing is, There's been mobile phone subscriptions in Australia have gone from 8 million 10 years ago to more than 22 million today. And yet very few businesses, despite that rising tide lifting all boats, very few businesses seem to be making any money. Now, I think the reason for that is they're more capital intensive than you would initially believe. Every time they bring out new technology or they get better coverage, new technology comes along to usurp them, and the competitor gets that, and then they've got to spend more money to keep up with them. It's a never-ending revolving door of money that they've got to raise and re-employ. They can never really take any to the grocery store to spend, and that's my issue with these businesses.
Is one of the other real issues here also, as you talk about that really to gain market share, you've got to be able to cannibalise your competition.
Well, and
you've so, say, for example, Optus and Telstra will be trying to cannibalise Vodafone because it's had some bad publicity.
Just imagine you're in a closed room, you're playing a game of poker, there's a set number of chips in the room, and basically those chips get passed around, and one guy's got a really good hand this year and another guy's got a good hand next year. And that seems to be the case in this particular business.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mario. Let's go and have a chat to Michael now. G'day, Michael, who's in Roval.
Yeah, g'day. Just wanted to inquire, is there any knowledge about compulsory acquisition of shares? There's a takeover bid for a company I've got a tiny parcel of shares in. They've sent out letters of a bid or something, a bidder's letter. And
yep. Bidder's statement.
Directors are unanimously
directors have recommended it.
Yeah,
have they gone to compulsory? Has the letter said that they've gone to compulsory acquisition? So that means they've reached a set number, a predetermined number of shares, and beyond that point, the company's agreed to give the rest of the shares to the company.
And just to explain that is generally at 90% of the shares,
correct,
and 75% of the shareholders.
Okay. Yeah.
They're the two hurdles normally that have to be reached.
Is that right and proper? Because I bought the shares, I own the shares. How come they can decide for me that I want to sell the shares?
Because at some point in time, to be able to take over all of that company and be able to consolidate that company into their own balance sheet,
yes,
and therefore reduce the cost and effectively take it over properly without having it remaining as an entity,
right,
they have actually got to get control of that company so they can incorporate it. The problem is, of course, there's always going to be three or four shareholders or somebody who's lost or lost their share certificate or something.
Right.
And so at that point, the government years ago suggested that 90% of the shares, 75% of the shareholders was the threshold for compulsory acquisition.
So there is such a thing as compulsory acquisition of shares?
There is absolutely, yes. 100% there is.
That sounds like a crime.
There you go. So, but it is true. That's the way in which it works, because it's deemed there's a little bit of democracy in that in some ways, Michael, as well. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. And the truth is, in that case, you do not necessarily want to be locked into a company as a minority shareholder.
No, you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to be sitting there with four shares in a company that's controlled by somebody else.
And the reason is because ultimately that person who controls that, and you've had situations in the past where big shareholders have been locked in those minority positions, and effectively they can get sweated out by the big shareholder.
Diluted away.
That's right, yeah. And so, you know, it's one of those points where you've got to be very conscious of this as an investor at all times. Just a quick word on the state of the market right now. Are you seeing any value?
No, not seeing much value at the moment. Despite the falls, there's not a lot out there.
And is that because of what you're seeing out of those profit statements and the renewed profit forecast that many of the analysts and the brokers have come out with?
I think the analysts are a little bit optimistic. They're expecting companies to generate 20% increase in profits. I think that's a bit optimistic.
It's incredible. I'll tell you what, always good talking to Roger Montgomery here on Money News from rogermontgomery.com. Thanks for time.